Camp Kaiju's here, everybody.
I just got my registration.
Trying to find Matt Levine. He got here before me. How dare he? How dare he be enjoying this festival 2 full hours before me? What are you going to do? I have seen one Ultraman. I have seen one Anguirus. I have seen one Godzilla. And I am sure more to come. So, yeah. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. There he is.
Hey, what's
up? How's it going, Vincent?
Good to see you.
How was the drive?
Good. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, it's Matt. We're here at G-Fest.
We found him.
Indeed. Having a grand old time here.
Yeah. Hey everybody, Camp Kaiju on the vendor floor at G-Fest. This is it. This is ground zero. This is amazing for all monster lovers, not just Kaiju. Take a look around. Let's see.
We got some cool toys. Sofubi. Okay.
A lot of artists, independent artists, independent comic book artists, illustrators, sketch artists. A lot of t-shirt vendors. Can't get this. Can only get this though at Camp Kaiju. But I'm seeing a lot of rad designs. Gorgos, Jet Jaguars, Kamen Rider, all sorts of cool stuff like that. Lots of vintage movie posters, vintage VHS, a lot of stuff like that, which personally is where I'm gravitating to right now. Would love to find some sort of vintage memorabilia, antiques. The whole thing is kind of like a flea market type atmosphere. But it's awesome. Check this out.
Blood of Dracula.
Have that in your bedroom. That'd be pretty sick. I'm just in heaven right now, honestly. Kaiju bliss. All right. Thanks, everybody. Stay campy.
笑いたらいいんだよ。絶対笑ってたらいいんだよ。ピアノを感情を入れない、力しなさい。でも、ストーリーなのに感情を入れないってどうすればいいんだろうと思って、ラストの、そのままちょっとあれでしたけど、まあ、それは、細かい、その現場の現場での感動が起こしたんで、ただ言われる通りに、
During the filming for Terror of Mechagodzilla, she really didn't interact
interact with much of the other cast members at all. Sasaki-san basically never spoke to her when it wasn't necessary, so it was a little bit strange maybe. But her father character, Hirata-san, he always kind of looked out for her and was nice to her, so that was great. But just kind of going back to the difference between Ultraman Leo and Terra of Mechagodzilla, back during the time of Ultraman Leo, they had social groups among the staff and they were, or among the cast, and they would, all kind of be together, get scolded by the staff, various other things. But then, going to Toho, it was this really big studio, and she was really impressed, and that was kind of the first time she felt like she was a real actress.